Welcome to Ringside with AFD, presented by Mile High Sports. I am your Avalanche beat writer at ColoradoHockeyNow.com, podcaster here at Mile High Sports. Episode 2 of a 3-episode series that I'll be releasing today, Friday, here in the afternoon and evening hours. A couple hours ago, I recorded the first one talking about the first trade that the Avalanche made around the trade deadline in Brock Nelson. Today, we're talking about the second trade. Another big rangy centerman coming to the Colorado Avalanche. This one costing a player off of your roster. An unfortunate ending to a 1 year and 1 day stint with the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche announced today, Friday, March 7th, that the team has acquired forward Charlie Coyle and a fifth round draft pick in the 2026 NHL draft from the Boston Bruins, in exchange for forward and center Casey Mittelstadt, forward and prospect William Zellers, and a conditional second-round draft pick in the 2025 NHL draft. The condition on that pick is very, very, very straightforward. The Avalanche had two picks in this draft. One of them is going to the New York Rangers. The other one's going to the Boston Bruins. I believe the Rangers get the better of the two picks, so they're going to get the one that originally belonged to them that the Avalanche got in a trade at last year's draft. And the second pick, the one that originally belonged to the Carolina Hurricanes, acquired in the Mikko Rantanen deal, is the one that was traded here. So this one is a little bit connected to that Mikko Rantanen trade tree. The higher of the draft picks that the Avalanche got in the Mikko deal. And I say that because the condition in the Ryan Lindgren deal was that the Rangers were going to get the better of the two second rounders that the Avs had. And the second rounders that the Avs had, again, one belonged to the Rangers, one belonged to the Carolina Hurricanes. The expectation is, and we'll see how it goes, because they haven't played greatly recently, but the expectation is the Carolina Hurricanes are going to finish higher in the standings than the New York Rangers. And I say that because the Hurricanes, even though they're struggling, have 78 points in 63 games. The Rangers have 67, so they're 11 points back. So pretty safe to assume the Ryan Lindgren deal is going to get the Rangers back their own second-round draft pick. The one the Avs got from the Carolina Hurricanes will be the one that goes to the Boston Bruins, along with a pretty decent prospect in Zellers, along with Casey Mittelstadt, for Coyle and a fifth. Charlie Coyle, 33 years old, has appeared in 64 games for the Bruins this year. 15 goals, 7 assists. So his offensive production is not there. 22 points. And he joins the Avalanche, having scored in 2 of his last 4 games. Let's break down Charlie Coyle's production, his career, what he brings to the Avalanche. Brock Nelson is listed at 6'4", I believe 212. He was listed at 6'05 on the NHL website, but 6'12 on other websites. Charlie Coyle is listed at 6'3", 215 pounds. Another tall, rangy, big body. Charlie Coyle, last year, along with Pavel Zacha, was one of the top two centermen for the Boston Bruins after Patrice Bergeron retired. In that role, he had an excellent season. Career-high numbers for Coyle last year. 25 goals, most he's ever had in his career. 35 assists, second most he's ever had in his career. 60 points, first time he's ever hit that number. Second time he's ever hit the 50-point plateau when he had 56 with the Wild in 2017. So, pretty solid last couple years for him. In 2023, he had 45 points. In 2022, he had 44 points. He has played big minutes for the Boston Bruins in a lot of these years. 3 power play goals this year, 7 power play goals last year. A shorthanded goal this year, a shorthanded goal last year, along with 4 shorthanded assists. So like Brock Nelson, he kills penalties. 49% on the faceoff circle this year, but 51.6 last year, 52.6 the year before. Like Brock Nelson, he takes faceoffs, he does well at them. He plays center. He also can play on the wing, and he gives the Avalanche insurance for a couple of guys in their top 6, in Jonathan Drouin and in Val Nichushkin, who might deal with injuries. And for Val's sake, hopefully you don't deal with anything more. hopefully you don't deal with the injuries, but hopefully you don't deal with anything more. His season, like we were saying, hasn't gone as planned. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that the entire Boston Bruins season hasn't gone as planned. The Bruins this year are probably going to miss the playoffs. They are at 500. They are currently only 3 points out of the playoff spot. But the teams they would have to jump include Ottawa, New York, Montreal, and Detroit. And every single one of those teams has games in hand. And the Ottawa Senators, the ones that are currently in the playoff spot, the ones that made some pretty hefty trades and big moves, they have 3 games in hand, along with being 3 points up. The Boston Bruins also have lost their last 3 games in regulation, 2-6-2 in their last 10. They've also got 172 goals on the season, which for them is pretty damn low, which is actually funny because the Islanders have 168 in 3 fewer games. So even the Islanders are going to have scored more than the Boston Bruins. So this season hasn't gone as planned for anybody there. They traded a ton of guys, Brad Marchand included, to the Florida Panthers. My goodness. Brandon Carlo to the Toronto Maple Leafs, who the Avalanche play on Saturday, which means Charlie Coyle and Brandon Carlo are going head-to-head the day after they were both traded from the team that they have both been on since at least 2019. So they've been teammates for a long time. Coyle is going to fill the third-line center role, which is going to push Jack Drury down to the fourth-line center role. Which means, in the matter of 42 days, so in the matter of 9 days earlier in the year, the Avalanche redid their entire goaltending duo. In the matter of 42 days, aside from Nathan MacKinnon, the Avalanche have once again rejigged their entire center core. In the cup year after MacKinnon, it was Kadri, Compher, and Darren Helm. The following season, obviously, there were a lot of injuries, but it was some kind of combination of Compher, Newhook, and Darren Helm, who only played like 5 games, so I don't even know if I should include him. Last year, Ryan Johansson, Ross Colton, and Freddie Olofsson, which at the trade deadline became Casey Mittelstadt, Ross Colton, and Yakov Trenin. Starting this season, it was Casey Mittelstadt, Ross Colton, and Parker Kelly, which eventually turned into Casey Mittelstadt, a big, like, what was it, Parker Kelly, and I forget who was centering the fourth line, and then they brought in Jack Drury, and it became Casey Mittelstadt, Jack Drury, and Parker Kelly. Now, within 42 days of the Mikko Rantanen deal that brought you Jack Drury, 3 new centermen. Jack is now your fourth line center, which is where he should be slotted. He's also the youngest of the bunch. And you got a couple of 33-year-olds now joining a 29-year-old Nathan MacKinnon. Charlie Coyle, obviously, as your third line center. Brock Nelson as your second line center. What I love about Charlie Coyle, let me get into a few of those. Number one. This is a player that every single year of his NHL career has played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Former teammate, just like Brock Nelson, former teammate of Zach Parise, because he started with the Minnesota Wild. In 2013-14, Charlie Coyle was on that Wild team that beat the Colorado Avalanche. He got traded to the Boston Bruins in 2019, made his first and only run all the way to the Stanley Cup final. It wasn't great in the regular season for him after the trade. It took a little bit of time for him to adjust. 2 goals, 4 assists in 21 games. But in the playoffs, he was lights out for the Bruins. 9 goals, 7 assists, 16 points in 24 games. He had a game-winning goal, played shorthanded minutes, played power play minutes. He did it all. 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and last year, 2024, he played in the postseason every single year, again, for the Boston Bruins. So he's been in the playoffs every single season. He was at risk, had he not been traded, of missing the postseason this year with the Boston Bruins, but that's obviously not going to be the case. What's obviously a key thing to remember in the Charlie Coyle deal. So, number one, Casey Mittelstadt made $5.75 million. Charlie Coyle makes $5.25 million. There is no salary retention going from either side, which means that the Avalanche are going to save $500,000. Here's the most important part. Casey Mittelstadt had two more years remaining at $5.75 million. Charlie Coyle is not a rental. He has one more season remaining at $5.25 million. He will be on the Avalanche's books next year too. I think with the Avalanche, there were talks that they were in on Brad Marchand. They were around that. Obviously, he ended up in Florida, and Marchand's obviously injured right now, so it was a little bit of a different kind of situation there if you were to trade for him. But I think, how do I want to say this? I think it was great to see the Avalanche identify that down the middle of the ice has been an issue for a couple years now. I think it was important for them to realize, number one, Casey Mittelstadt has not worked this year, and that's an unfortunate thing in itself, and I'll kind of touch on him a little bit before the end of this episode. But not only that, Ross Colton no longer plays center. And you went out and traded for Jack Drury. He's in your third line center spot, and if you've been listening to me for the last few weeks, it's not that I reinvented the wheel with this opinion, but I was very forward about the fact that Jack's a wonderful player, might be your future third line center, but right now he should be slotted in on the fourth line. That's what the Avalanche did with this move. What I also love about what they did here was they went out. So Nathan MacKinnon had a funny quote today, and he actually said it not after being asked about the Brock Nelson trade, but after being asked about the Charlie Coyle trade, where he said, "You can't win with kids." So he wasn't talking about Callum Ritchie. It was almost like he was talking about Casey Mittelstadt, which he went on to talk about how he's a close friend and was a great teammate to him. But I get what he's saying. Obviously, he's not calling Casey Mittelstadt a kid. Nathan MacKinnon sometimes uses the wrong words, we'll say, and that was one of them. That was an example of that. It's not that he was calling Casey Mittelstadt a kid. It's that Nathan MacKinnon realized what the Avalanche realized when they made these deals. We're not going to make every single decision under the microscope and limelight and the thought of younger is better, younger is better, younger is better. They went out and traded for a couple of 33-year-old centers who are still at the tops of their games. Obviously, yes, Coyle's got 15 goals and 7 assists. There's no way to sugarcoat it. His offensive production has taken a massive dip this year. But he has not taken a massive dip in terms of his play. And I think his offensive production is going to rise with the Avalanche to an extent that's appropriate because he will not be in the top six with the Avs, at least not regularly. He will be the third line center. So, for Charlie Coyle and even for Brock Nelson, kind of lumping them together, you brought in a couple of guys that are 6'3". You brought in a couple of guys who have been on long playoff runs, who have faced each other in the playoffs, who have a lot of experience, neither of which has won a Stanley Cup, and both of which still have a lot to give. 33 does not mean your career is over. In fact, 33 is Nathan MacKinnon like 3 years from now, which is crazy to think. 33 is also the age of Nazem Kadri in the 2023 season. That's a guy that you probably wish you would have kept at this point, you know, hindsight being what it was. At the age of 34 last year, or sorry, at the age of 33 last year, Nazem Kadri put up 75 points. So, again, I love the fact that the Avs are not stuck to this thing about the age of a player anymore. These are two veterans. that are going to bring you a lot of experience. Both of them are big guys. Both of them are rangy guys. Charlie Coyle, cool part about him, he gives you another right shot forward option, which is not something you have a lot of. I believe it's just Nathan MacKinnon and Marty Neches. And it shores up a position that badly needed help for the Avalanche down the middle. And of course, like I said, pushes Jack Drury where he belongs on the fourth line, which I'm so excited to see how the Avalanche decide to build their line combinations for that first game out of the break, or sorry, out of the deadline. Me thinks it'll be Jack Drury with Kiviranta and Kelly, but that would mean that both Jimmy VC and Miles Wood are sitting. But I don't think that's a huge deal. You now have something that I've talked about for a very long time. You got to go 14 forwards deep before you got to go to the AHL. 14 capable forwards. I've been talking about this for a week. Joel Kiviranta, Parker Kelly, they were NHL regulars. I still think they both belong in the lineup ahead of Jimmy VC and Miles Wood, but Jimmy VC and Miles Wood are no slouches. You're going to have a couple guys breathing down your neck. The top nine, whether they play in the top nine or not, I don't think these guys are ever going to get healthy scratched. Obviously, starting from the top, Neches, MacKinnon, Lehkonen, Nichushkin, Nelson, Drouin, none of those guys are ever going to get healthy scratched. Your third line, Ross Colton, Charlie Coyle. Again, I'm going to put Logan O'Connor there. Even if Logan O'Connor ends up playing on the fourth line, doesn't matter. I don't think he's ever getting healthy scratched. Jack Drury's never getting healthy scratched. I don't think it is possible, but I don't think he will. That leaves Joel Kiviranta, Parker Kelly, Miles Wood, and Jimmy VC fighting for ice time. This is exactly what I wanted when I kept saying over the last couple of weeks that the Avalanche need depth. They have it now. So Charlie Coyle, if he plays with Ross Colton and Logan O'Connor, I think is going to be a huge boost for the third line. This is a third line that last year consisted of, before the injury to O'Connor, it was Colton between O'Connor and Miles Wood. Now you have Ross Colton slotted in on the wing where he belongs, and you brought in a really good centerman in Charlie Coyle. So that's what the Avalanche are going to get there. I do want to touch on Casey Mittelstadt before I put an end to this show. Well, to this episode, I should say, of this three series that I'm releasing on trade deadline day. Casey Mittelstadt, it's so damn unfortunate to see how it ended for him. During this four-game winning streak, homestand for the Avs, Mittelstadt played 16:44 against the Devils and had a goal. 13 minutes against the Wild, 0 points. 13 minutes against the Penguins, scored the game-winning goal. 12 minutes against the Sharks, nothing. One shot, no goals, no assists, no points. He had, at the beginning of the season, 6 goals and 7 assists in his first 10 games. I remember almost thinking, holy shit, this guy through 30 games might have like 35, 40 points, and it might start to get, not as a roster player, but as a person that's named on the bubble for the very stacked Team USA Four Nations roster. Like, I actually thought that might be something that people mention, even if it's in passing, even if it's, well, here's the 20 forwards. Sorry, here's the 12 forwards that will probably play. Here are the 14 forwards that will probably make the team. Here are the 3 or 4 guys that are just on the outside looking in. And beyond that, honorable mentions, Casey Mittelstadt. Like, I thought he might be one of the 20 best American forwards heading into the Four Nations with the start that he had. I just went through the last 4 games. I just talked about how he scored against the Devils and the Penguins over these last 4 games. Those were goals 4 and 5 over his last 53 games. That means he had, in 49 games coming into the homestand, 3 goals. I believe it was 3 goals and 16 assists. His production fell completely off a cliff. It could not have gone worse for him. And now, unfortunately, he's going to a team and he's going to a roster with the Boston Bruins that I just don't think fits what he is going to, like, it doesn't fit what he needs in order to grow in his NHL career. He played exactly 82 regular season games for the Avalanche. Actually, I lied. He played exactly 81 regular season games for the Avalanche in a year and a day. In those 81 games, 15 goals, 29 assists, 44 points. It looked for a while like it was going to be a lot more than that, but that's not the case. It was also disappointing to see how little he shot the puck. This is a guy that wasn't known for shooting the puck a lot. But this year in 63 games, he only had 82 shots on goal. I believe he had 30 or something along that in the first 10 games. So he was putting a lot of pucks on goal. 3, 5, 11, 12, 18 shots in his first 6 games. So he was averaging 3 shots per game. By the time he got to 19, 20, 21, 22, by the time he got to his 10th game, the 6 goals and 7 assists, he had 27 shots. Listen to the ice times of his first 10 games. 19 minutes, 22 minutes, 20, 21, 21, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21. It's so, like, I can't even explain how, like, disappointing it is to see what happened to his season, because this is a guy the Avalanche thought was going to lock up and shore up that second line center spot for years to come, until eventually maybe you have a kid in Callum Ritchie who takes over. What ends up happening is you trade Casey Middlestat to get Charlie Coyle on the third line. And to replace him on the second line, you have to trade Callum Ritchie. So the struggles of Casey Middlestat and the epic nosedive that he took in production and in play, not only did the Avalanche trade Bowen Byram to get him, but they had to attach a second round draft pick to him. They had to attach Will Zellers to him just to get Charlie Coyle on the third line, and then they had to trade another first and another top prospect in Cal Ritchie, their top prospect in Cal Ritchie, to get their new second line center. So in total, you dealt a first, a second, and 2 big prospect names, smaller in William Zellers, bigger in Cal Ritchie, as well as Bowen Byram, all in this Casey Middlestat mess. He's going to Boston, where I don't think it's going to fit his game. I truly hope that he finds his role, whether on that team or elsewhere. But the Casey Middlestat era with the Avalanche is over. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is, and it was the right decision. The Avalanche just could not wait, not in this day and age, not with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar being who they are, playing the way that they're playing, in the primes of their careers. The Avalanche have to win now. And anybody that comes in here, and that includes any of the new guys, that includes Ross Colton, Miles Wood, Ryan Lindgren, anybody else, even the goaltending, if you're not playing up to par, changes will be made, because the Avalanche cannot waste these prime years. So that's the trade. That's trade number 2. Charlie Coyle coming to the Avalanche, Casey Middlestat and other stuff going the other way. If you made it this far in the podcast, bless that pretty little heart of yours. Let's make hockey for everyone, and we out you.